Welcome back to International Curling. A perfect delivery by Rogers. Look at Llewellyn's technique.
She's going to make it.
Oh, what a slip up. A mob of mechanical maestros will battle it out to transform our motley collection of rusty old wrecks into crackpot contraptions.
This week, we're giving the serene sport of ice curling a hefty scrap heap spin. These puny pebbles are far too wooty for our teams, so we're upping the ante and challenging them to curl cars down the ice, giving them just enough oomph to land bang on target. Our first group of glacial gladiators are Adrian, JJ and Captain Jim, the destroyers from the Royal Navy.
And their opposition are three Bobby Dazzlers, Andy, Les and Captain Big Andy, the cops and bodgers.
Destroyers!
Yay!
Cops and bodgers!
Yay!
Gather round! Cast your minds back to the famous British Winter Olympic triumph that involved a great deal of this. Yes, you've got it. Curling. But believe me, conventional curling is nothing compared to the scrap heap version. First, you're going to have to build monstrous ice-bound flingers, and then and only then can you play the spine-chilling, blood-curdling game we call car curling.
Yes, and the means to make your crazy curling contraptions are all around you and give you a fighting chance. We're giving you ice-cool minis.
But you better get your skates on, because when the big ball bongs the boat, you have just 10 hours to build a corker of a car curling machine.
Cops and bodgers, are you ready?
Yes!
Destroyers, are you ready?
Oh, yes!
Wait for it, wait for it.
Go!
To help the teams with their icy task, we've enlisted some expertise. Joining the destroyers is Mark Paul Buckingham, or MP for short. His cutting-edge company engineers super slippery surfaces for skis and snowboards.
This is Perry Winkle Gosling. He builds mechanical scenery and massive moving stages for rock concerts. Today, he's assisting the cops and bodgers.
Cops and Bodgers first tasted success with a bizarre bomb disposal vehicle. And a breathtaking performance on the lake secured their second victory.
We are the Destroyers!
In the first round, the Destroyers made a really impressive car. And returned to build an astonishing jet car. But it's back to the drawing board, and the destroyers are getting to grips with car curling. Okay.
So I don't know about you. What are you thinking? I'm thinking of an impulse type machine. Guys.
I've never even seen the game on TV. All I know is there's a brush involved.
Right.
Do we need a road sweeper to go in front of it?
If we're looking at a bird's eye view here, our little mini, and we're going to run two sections off here, chains, an engine, and what we'll have is a section on here which is capable of pushing a bar.
The brainy destroyers have worked out a very sophisticated way of curling their cars. The mini will go between the side arms of a long, low frame. And it'll be pushed by a sliding bar that travels along the length of the machine. They're going to move the bar with chains attached to an axle and powered with a car engine. By using the engine's clutch, they'll be able to gradually get their mini up to speed, giving it a firm but controlled launch onto the ice. It's an ingenious plan, but with all that chain, the machine could be a disaster waiting to happen.
The engine out.
On the other side of the wall, the cops and bodgers are planning a heavy-handed approach.
First idea, something like a nice big A-frame. With a pendulum or something, a pendulum in there with a weight on the end of it that we can swing down. And then we have some kind of buffer, weight comes down, hits them, car over here. Hopefully shoots off down the ice.
Then I'll hopefully bit.
The cops and bodgers want to use brute force to move their Mini and build a huge frame with a massive swinging pendulum inside. It'll be like a giant truncheon that'll whack the Mini across the ice. But with such a heavy impact, the cops are going to soften the blow with some inflated inner tubes. The design couldn't be simpler, but it'll be hard to control, and if the impact's still too hard, they could end up popping the tyres and sending their car nowhere.
Okay. Happy? Let's go shopping. Go.
Do it.
Time to hit the heap and scavenge some scrap for their hair-raising curlers.
Go! Come on, JJ!
Both teams need decent metal for their frames, so it's a fast start. There's stacks of steel to choose from, but long straight bits are in short supply.
The cops and bodgers are after an old overhead crane. It could be just the job for their hefty hammer, but it's completely buried in a tangled pile of trash.
Big Andy to Andy.
Go ahead. Yeah, watch out, because I can see you.
Got one of those lavender boys eyeing it up.
Big Andy thinks the destroyers want to take the piece Andy and Les have found.
Andy, we'll bring you some water.
Possession's nine tenths of the law, and I'm claiming this bit of ground.
Yeah.
Les, is there another blue one over there?
Andy and Les can't be bothered untangling it, but they've spotted something that's easier to get.
The bit they've left behind is dead straight, though, and ideal for the destroyer's frame, so Adrian gets stuck in.
JJ, boss, can you give us a sit rep on the search?
Yeah, Adrian and I found some metal up. Beam section.
We're going to need a lot of that.
This bit isn't very straight, but Andy and Les are happy to make do with some slightly bent goods.
So this presumably is possibly going to be part of the frame.
There's a few like these, which, yeah, we're going to have to cut up and probably use as a base frame. It's going to go high as well. Yeah. It's like a huge nuisance cradle with a ball swinging on.
Is there ever anything that happens in the police force that can have any kind of relevance to car curling? I mean, can you think of anything?
Ask Andy. Yeah, how close can you get car curling with a BMW?
Car curling with a BMW? Yeah. Really?
We'll let you approach that with him.
Yeah. If he doesn't want to talk about it, I'm just the one to make him. Fantastic.
What are you doing?
The destroyers are getting on with salvaging their blue steel from a sea of twisted metal.
Is it not happening?
I can tell that you're very passionately involved in this piece
of metal. Absolutely, I love this piece of metal.
Apparently, the other team have also got a large piece of blue metal, so there seems to be some sort of similar blue theme running through here today.
Yeah,
it's the only two pieces that are absolutely straight.
They do look straight.
Is the important.
Is that important for you?
Yeah, it is.
And what's it, what about going up against the cops? Are you all right with that?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got stuff them, haven't we?
Have you?
Well, the whole really nation's going to be behind us, aren't they?
I think you may have some support.
No, I think just
quarters.
A few.
Some of those quarters probably are the, are the less salubrious elements in society, but, you know.
Say no more.
In case things don't go their way, Big Andy sets up the cops' stress panel. It's their therapeutic device for anger management. Right. Andy and Les have accompanied their steel back to the station. Chief of Police Big Andy deems the find reasonable grounds for arrest. Quite literally, a sleeping policeman.
Better? It's quite good. We'll make a hammock, couldn't we? Have a sleep.
But Captain Jim is far from laid back. With zero progress charted, he's not happy that JJ and Adrian are taking so long pulling out that steel for their frame.
That's a dirty, great, heavy lump.
The cops start work on the frame for their huge car hammer.
JJ, boss. The other team have already started cutting stuff and getting a bit...
Right, we haven't got anything back in the yard.
Yeah, we need this bit of metal. It's coming out.
Trust me, it's a beauty. Without it, we're snookered.
Morning, Jim.
Morning,
MP.
How are you doing?
Very good. This is all looking nicely technical and complex.
We like it.
So what are you going to make?
Got a frame here. Right, that's going to be a channel. On that, we're going to have a slider.
So is that like two arms out like that?
Yeah, two arms out, like
the Mini
lift.
In the middle.
With a slider on the top, and the idea is the slider will be pushed by this chain drive.
Right. A chain drive.
Chain drive.
A long chain.
Yeah, big long
very
chain.
Very long chain.
A very long
tension
chain.
Tension it up like a conveyor belt.
And what's driving the actual chain?
Driving it, we're going to have an engine.
Oh, like just a
transmission.
Like a car engine.
Yeah, so. Getting a bit technical.
It's getting very technical. There's not a huge amount of material
here
just yet, is there?
At the moment. No.
But I mean, it's very
The
nice.
Navy boys have no scrap to work with. They spent ages trying to untangle some really straight steel for their frame. But it's all tip top at the cop shop, and they're not fussed about using bent steel for their frame. So they're well underway.
You've got loads of kind of steel girders here. What's your design? What's your basic design?
Design is basically a pendulum.
So, lots of steel, nice big framework, big pendulum. Pendulum comes down, hits some tyres, car shoots off down the ice. Simple as that.
Mad though car curling is, your fellow team members and colleagues told me actually you do have a bit of experience of car curling.
Yeah, do we have to talk about that on camera? Me and a BMW had a small disagreement with the road, ending up with me writing the car off, basically. Completely.
And was it your car or was it a police car?
It was in my possession.
It was a police car.
It was white and had lights on the roof. Yes.
So you never thought that little incident with the BMW would ever come in handy, and now look on Scrappy, it will.
Now I know how far a car can slide.
Curling came into the public eye in 2002 when the British team earned Olympic gold. They perfected their technique with a special device called a sweep ergometer, developed by engineers at Edinburgh University. One of them was Dr. Jane Blackford, who's an expert in ice slidiness. She's brushed some science into the curious art of sweeping.
I mean, is it like that? Is it one of those? Is it sort of basically a brush like that?
Not now, so not in the Olympics.
Right.
But certainly at the rinks that they use back in Scotland, a lot of the time people still use brushes like that. And the good players can get the stones to go about another 3 metres further.
Oh, so it does help the stones move further. Because I wonder whether it actually slowed them down, but it actually makes them go a little bit further.
It actually makes them go a little bit further.
Right. But presumably, curling a car then is going to be slightly different. So the cops and bodgers are going for bashing it with a big hammer, effectively.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is going to work, I'm sure.
Right.
It's a really simple idea. You've got the car on the rink, and you bring the pendulum down and just hit it and it flies off down the rink. The problem with that, I think it's often difficult to control impacts when they're just that quick.
Yes. And what about the destroyer's machine, which is, it seems to be slightly more controlled because it's kind of a continuous shove.
Yeah, the idea behind it is really nice.
Yeah.
But the actual construction might be quite difficult.
Yes.
I'm a little bit worried about using a lot of chains and just getting it going quite gradually. And the whole thing's working in an ice rink, so it's all going to be a bit cold.
Yes.
So things are often more likely to snap as well. It's cold.
Oh, no, don't.
So I think at the moment my money's on the simpler.
So you'd put your money with the cops and bodgers at this stage?
At this stage.
The cops and bodgers have nearly finished cutting up the bits for their frame.
That's it, lovely, wasn't it? We'd be finished by dinner time.
Teams, your attention, please. You have 8 hours remaining. 8 hours remaining, teams. Thank you all.
After 2 hours, the destroyer's deck is still completely clear.
We need to get cracking on this now, because time's wasting away and we've got nothing.
Will Captain Jim be going down with his ship? Find out after the break.
Hampshire police officers, the cops and bodgers, are building a huge hammer to wallop their car across the ice. And they've pulled in lots of steel to make it from.
Right.
Court is now in order.
We think, have we got enough bits so we can come in and help you?
Yes, and build we have at the moment.
The destroyers from the Royal Navy have a complex plan that uses chains and an engine to fling their mini. But it's all just theory at the moment, because Adrian and JJ have spent the whole morning trying to get a long section of super straight steel.
I realise you're lugging heavy metal around, but once we got that, we need to get the chains and things.
Yeah, roger that. Received.
The cops are laying out the uprights that will hold their hammer, but crime scene investigator Les has spotted something he doesn't like.
I'm just looking at these lengths here.
Are they going to be long enough?
Are they going to be long enough? But if they're down on the floor?
Not if we can see the cups on top.
That's not going to give us a very long pendulum. How long's it?
It's quite high, isn't it?
Yeah. I just wonder if we need to put any box on the end of it and just lift it
stand
up a little
up.
Bit higher. Give it another metre on the length. What do you reckon?
A metre?
I reckon you're mad.
The bodging bobbies are talking about how to give their mini maximum shove on the ice. Les wants to make the machine higher, so the hammer will be going faster at the moment of impact, giving it more oomph or momentum to pass onto the car. But a tall frame could be a bit wobbly. So, the alternative is to change the hammerhead. By changing the weight of the hammer and the angle it drops from, the cops should be able to find the right amount of momentum to secure a successful slide.
Adrian and JJ's hard work has paid off. Those straight lengths are just the job for the discerning destroyer's frame.
Right, let's drag this up the other end.
It's anchors away as the destroyer's scrap makes its maiden voyage.
Go!
The captain's on deck to inspect it. Perfectly straight beams. And it passes muster.
I think this is absolutely world-shattering, this event, you know? No one has ever done car curling before.
It's true.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, anyway.
No.
It's a shame we can't really have any sweeping.
I know.
It would be a slightly dangerous.
I suppose it would. Maybe they had brushes with very, very long handles.
So they do sweeping in front of curling.
Cops and Bodgers think it's hilarious that the Navy boys are wearing pink. I did say it's lilac.
It's lilac. It's not pink.
I think it improves their manhood.
Exactly.
You know, we're such men that we can even wear lilac.
Oh, you can always tell a confident man if he can wear pink or lilac.
It's true.
Isn't it? I've never done it myself.
The destroyers have landed a really long piece of chain.
Somewhere. JJ brought that in, did he?
Yeah.
What a star. Brilliant.
But they'll have to find one to match it, as their machine needs two chains in order to work. The destroyer's chains will be driven by sprockets mounted on the ends of an axle. A car engine will provide the power. The chain mechanism will push a sliding bar along the machine. But the bar won't actually be fixed to the chain. It'll be pushed by triangular-shaped hooks welded onto each chain. It'll be an ingenious machine, if they can make it work. But they've only got one chain and some metal for their frame. There's an awful lot of work to do.
Teams, you have 6 whole hours remaining. 6 lovely sunny hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
Let's keep it moving.
JJ spotted a Morris Minor that could be useful.
Listen, this can't be a runner.
I have a feeling this is our babe, actually.
You reckon?
He thinks they could strip out the engine and use it to drive their chains.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They attempt a jump start.
That doesn't sound really good
to me at all. Doesn't appear to have had any careful lady owners, but it's a British classic, and the Royal Navy think there's life in the old girl yet.
All right, let's do it again.
Jim is worried his ship is going adrift and wades in to find out what's going on.
Is it not working?
I can't get it to turn over.
So why are we bringing it in?
Because I think it's the only thing we've got.
Let's get this in, give it another half hour for JJ to assess it, see if you can get this going. If you can't, we'll get back out again and we'll try and find another one.
OK, that's right, what we're going to do.
Half an hour to work
on
this.
Get it in there.
It looks like it's sort of growing in a very organic and natural way, which
is good.
It's
going to be very big.
That's the base of it
there. Yeah. And at the front here, there'll be two big arms going straight up.
Right.
With pivot across the top, big pendulum, which will go back.
I see. So it knocks the car that way.
That way.
The car goes that way.
Yeah.
Right. Have you actually got the hammer arm? Is that...
That ladder.
The ladder. And then the big round thing is your actual... That's your hammer head.
That's the hammer head,
I love the simplicity of it. That's very good.
Yeah.
What can go wrong?
Well, there's no engines, there's no motors.
Apart from it not working.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Over with the destroyers, mechanical marvel JJ has brought the Morris purring back to life.
Don't you die! Woohoo! Was that running?
Stand clear.
You're right, love. Do you want to push?
Third gear.
Do you want to push?
No,
I'll help you. Beauty.
So how does that fit into your overall design? You've got your Morris engine.
Yes. That's going to drive our chains, which is going to drive the hook, which is going to shove the car out the end of our beast. It's going to go up the chute and out the end.
Controlled projectile.
Yeah.
Controlled projectile.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
That sounds a bit like what Adrian does on a Friday night. No, I'm joking.
The cop's construction is really coming along.
Excellent.
Les starts thinking about the inner tubes that the cops want to use to cushion the blow of their massive mallet.
Inner tubes, Les, 13 and 15 inch, mate. Not mini ones, they're too small, but sort of like Montego size, like Sierra size, something like that.
Forensic Les sets off on the trail.
There's one or two here.
In fact, they're going to use inner tubes as sort of a cushion. I mean, do you think that's going to work? Is that going to make any difference?
It's going to help a little bit, because, you know, this business of you've got something coming down, smashing into the other thing, and there's just not much time to transfer all the force.
Yeah.
If you can transfer the force over a longer period of time, which is the whole basis of the destroyer's idea, then that's going to be better.
The destroyer's sliding bar will gradually get their Mini up to speed over the 3-metre length of their machine. They'll control their launch with the clutch, letting it out smoothly, thereby steadily accelerating the car.
With this approach, it could be a very accurate machine. The cops will transfer the force to their Mini very quickly with a massive whack. The inner tubes should slow down the impact a bit, but they'll also absorb some of the force, making it even harder to know exactly where the Mini will go.
That's your 3 metres from there to the end.
Yeah. The destroyers are on the slow boat and have only just started making their frame.
Really got a crack on with fabricating this thing.
Out in the heap, stalwart scavenger Adrian advances the fleet a little further.
Boss, good news! Good news!
Yeah, go ahead.
Who fancies, for dinner tonight, 2 dirty great big sprockets on toast?
The heavy-duty sprockets are a perfect fit, so they can use them to drive their chains.
We're business boys.
They've also dragged in a wide axle to fix the sprockets onto. And with their Morris Minor engine ready to go, the destroyers can weld up their frame.
The police have finished the uprights that their hefty hammer will swing from. It's a put-up job, and they're pleased as punch.
That looks quite impressive, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
What I really want to see is a pendulum up there, because that will
be... Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to see you swinging up.
Oh, really?
I really want to see you swinging now.
We'll get out of there, great.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours remaining, teams.
No way!
No way!
JJ's working on the sprockets that will go on the ends of their axle and drive their chains. But there's a bit of a problem.
Need some chain.
They need a second chain that matches the really long one they've already found. Tireless Adrian makes a full sweep of all the decks, but no chain ahoy.
Try just about everywhere I can think of.
Not succeeding at the moment, over.
Jim is wondering if they could go with just the one chain.
This chain, if we don't get it, can we run on one side?
As long as... It's not ideal.
If we drive on one side, it's going to be a nightmare.
Not really, I mean, it's... We need another chain.
Just when things are starting to look shipshape, the destroyers could be scuppered. Can Adrian come up with the goods? Find out after the break.
Cops and bodgers are building a huge hammer to slam their car down the ice. And the large frame it swings from is halfway there.
The only weak point really is the welds, isn't it, really, to be fair? Because there's no engine to break down, there's no electric motor to seize up, there's no hydraulics.
No. A simple machine.
For simple folk.
Indeed.
The destroyer's base frame is finally coming together. Their complicated machine will push their Mini using two chains connected to an engine and an axle. But they still need a second chain. If anyone can find it, Adrian can.
How much do you love me, boss?
It depends.
What about 7.5 metres of chain?
Can you turn the cameras off? I love your babies.
They look very, very confident. The team working really, really well. But now, yeah, day's moving
start
along.
Pushing, it is complicated what they're doing, isn't it?
Oh, seriously.
With the chains, and I don't even want to think about the chains. I'm not thinking about the chains.
No, the chains could be a horror.
Yeah. The old cops and bodgers are so confident. It's so simple what they've gone. It's more or less finished. It's going to be a big, great, clunky thing. But I think it's just going to fling cars in every direction without any aim at all. They won't be able to aim them.
The thoughtful coppers have prepared a musical treat for their seafaring opponents.
We're just trying to make you feel a bit more comfortable because we know you haven't seen water for a day or so.
Look, they're in such a good time, they're playing music.
Don't give up your day job!
Hey! Hey! Well done, boys.
Less!
Impressed.
Encore!
After their musical breach of the peace, the cops stop the beat and get on with the job. Les and Andy are fitting that old boiler to the scaffolding ladder to make the head of their hammer.
Hey, cops and bodgers, how you doing? Come and show me your A-frame. It's looking pretty impressive. That's great. Come on over, boys. Now, have you done all the kind of big calculations about your chunk of weight?
Calculations?
Or have you just gone, that's a nice big fat lump of metal, that
yeah,
will do the
that's
job?
The one. Yeah, that was a calculation that was we calculation. Were working to, yeah.
Have you, the Navy boys been giving you any grief? Because I saw you singing.
No,
we
singing,
we entertained
singing them
to you
and they just carried on working. I thought it was quite inconsiderate, actually.
So you went to all the trouble of playing your instruments?
We even learnt the sailor's hornpipe from.
Yeah.
The destroyer's car curler is starting to take shape. They mount the axle that'll drive their chains. And JJ is getting the sprockets ready to fix onto the ends of the axle.
This is something's taking shape here. I can see mini launching. I can see capabilities developing. Can I go through it and see if I've got it right? Engine joins onto that.
Yep.
Turns axles.
Yep.
So the chain goes that way along there. Then there'll be another chain wheel up the front.
Yep.
And then there's a bar joined to the chain.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Oh, nice straight bar. So that slides, that's what actually pushes it along.
Yeah.
The faster the pushing bar moves, the further the destroyers can slide their mini down the ice. The speed of the bar depends on how much the engine is revving, so higher revs will send the mini further. The clever bit is that the destroyers can select the amount of revs by setting the engine's tick-over speed. If the mini doesn't go far enough, they just have to tweak up the revs until they land on target.
Teams, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you have 2 hours remaining. 2 complete hours of construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
The cops have finished their massive swinging hammer. It's so heavy, it takes all 4 of them to put it up.
That's it.
Baby!
That's quite impressive, actually, isn't it, for a day's work?
It is, yeah, but we haven't finished and we've got a lot to do and we're getting short on time, so I think...
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm just doing the captain's thing.
Seeing the sheer size and weight of what they've built, the cops are starting to wonder if their plan is a bit too simple. They were going to use inner tubes to cushion the impact on the mini.
All I'm thinking is, if we only get 3 runs, if we burst a tire, we've lost a complete run. Basically, 1 mini's no good to us.
Perhaps we should just go for the Conrod idea.
Concentrate on that.
The cops have decided to throw out the inner tubes idea and have come up with a new plan that won't involve such a sudden impact. They're going to connect a long pole to the weight that'll hinge as the hammer swings. The other end of the pole goes onto the back of the mini, and when the weight drops, the connecting rod, or conrod, will immediately start pushing the mini away. The conrod idea makes full use of the pendulum swing, gradually getting the car up to speed and, they hope, sliding it down the ice with far more control.
That's a bit of a dramatic development with the cops and bodges then, isn't it?
It certainly is, isn't it?
It's like a bar that comes out the front of the hammer. Is that effectively what it is?
That's right, yeah. So they've changed the plan completely.
Right, OK, are you happy?
Presumably with this, you've got a slightly more controlled launch, so you might actually be able to aim it a bit more.
I guess you have, yeah, but maybe that's the difficult bit, to actually get it heading...
In the right direction.
In the correct direction down the rink.
I presume that then theoretically isn't an issue for the destroyers because their mini is contained in its sort of guide rails.
Yes, absolutely.
Its firing channel.
Yeah, it's there. It's being pushed forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it should be heading in the right direction when it leaves the guide channel.
We hope.
Yeah.
Big Andy and Les are having a disagreement about how to fix their conrod to the weight. Les wants to use bolts, but Big Andy thinks it'd be better to do it another way.
Just give us 30 seconds, mate. Just wind it in for 30 seconds, all right?
I want to wind something in a minute, mate.
Right.
And it won't be a screw. Yeah, but surely when
it's
the arm
go
goes up...
It's going to make it easier backwards. To whack that pole on doing it that way.
Okay.
Sorry, mate.
I still disagree, but...
You're captain, you can't be right all the time.
I still disagree.
You can. It's up to you, but just make a shout.
I've just made it.
Right, well, let's do it.
Big Andy lets out his frustration on the cop stress panel.
Right, Les, have your way!
But their domestic disturbance is soon forgotten.
I love you, really.
I love you too!
Back with the destroyers, JJ is fixing the sprockets onto the axle. He's looking at the teeth to make sure it's central. If he doesn't line it up precisely with the other end, the chain could just shake off.
OK, Jim, they're tucked up. Right. Engine next, yep.
Uh,
teams, you have 30 minutes remaining.
30 minutes.
30 minutes build time remaining, team. Thank you.
God, I thought
come on, boys, we can do it.
30 minutes!
We can do it. Come on, we can, I know.
When the cop's heavy hammer swings, the front uprights won't be strong enough on their own. So Big Andy heaves up some sturdy bracing.
Yeah, you're there.
That's it.
And now the swinging arm can go back up.
Oh!
She's there. Right.
That is a big thing. That is a very, very...
Hello, Robert.
Even in comparison with you, Andy, that is a big thing.
It is big, isn't it?
Logically, I said, when I first heard you were going to put that rod on, it made enormous amount of sense because it's that kind of constant shove, which is more like...
We suddenly realised we just didn't know what the air's going to do in the tyres. No. It might burst, it might just lose runs and stuff. So.
Well, considering we were out this morning and our expert didn't have a clue, we didn't have a clue, I thought we'd done quite well.
Go on.
It's a crucial time for the destroyers as they connect the engine to the axle. They check the alignment of the sprockets with the chains. And JJ tries out the sliding bar that will push the Mini along.
The cops fit the pulley wheel that will help them winch up their weight.
I'm not going to let you go.
Okay.
Tape measure, ruler. Any more G-clamps around not being used? G-clamp. Yeah, that'll do.
So, I mean, what do you think is going to happen then? When they're both on the ice, everything armed and ready, engine running, what's the best plan for the teams? I mean, what should they be trying to do?
Well, I think these guys have taken the heart of curling, like the idea of, getting to a gradual speed or getting to a speed and then letting the thing go.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of a nice principle.
Yes.
But these guys, I think they've just got a kind of a more adjustable system, putting different weights in the pendulum and then, attached to the conrod.
So if it does go flying miles and miles, they can reduce that right down then?
Very easily by just lifting it back a foot or just a metre or something.
So, I mean, who's your money on now then, now we've got to this stage?
Cops and Bodgers, they have my money.
They've had your money all day.
They have actually,
They better win now.
I hope so. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it?
The Cops and Bodgers put the finishing touches to their huge hammer. And the destroyers wrap up the last intricate details of their elaborate machine.
That's enough for me.
Okay, team three! Your time is up, Cops and Bodgers. Get your sirens on, your blue lights flashing. Head back to the station canteen for a lovely cup of hot chocolate.
Destroyers, break out the grogression! You've earned a short spell of shore leave! Well done,
teams!
Excellent!
It might just work.
By Jove, I think we've cracked it.
So when push comes to shove, will the destroyers be on the crest of a wave with their complex catapult made with copious quantities of chain and a Morris Minor motor?
And will the Cops and Bodgers be taking prisoners with their monument to brute force and heavy engineering? Stay tuned and find out.
We're giving our teams three minis each, and they have to take it in turns to slide their cars down the ice rink, aiming for this target, or house, which is 40 metres away from their machines. The contest is in three rounds, and at the end of the game, the team whose mini is closest to the centre of the target is the winner.
As ever, the teams have an hour to tinker with their machines. They both start with some branding. The destroyers have a complex contrivance of chains connected to an engine and axle.
Take your hand away.
They're fixing the triangular hooks to the chain that will push their sliding bar along. It's a miracle of mechanized machinery.
Beautiful. That looks good, buddy.
The Cops and Bodgers have made a huge swinging pendulum to push the Mini away. It's a brute force approach, and Les is loading heavy chain into the weight to give them even more power. They connect the conrod that'll shove the Mini off.
Hey, very nice.
Come over.
And police mascot Miss Piggy takes pride of place.
Thank you for that.
Lovely jubbly.
Morning, Cops and Bodgers. How you doing?
All right, Big Andy. We've had some tinkering time. What have you done to change your machine? Any alterations? Any last minute tweaks?
A couple of little bits, nothing major. We've now attached the winch at the back for hoisting.
Oh, look at this. This is beautiful. This is really proper engineering.
Of course.
This is slick and sophisticated and carefully worked out, and there's science behind it.
Basically, what we've done here is we've calculated the speed of our drive wheels.
And you're using a laptop, and it's all mathematically done.
It is.
So sophisticated. And so you can work out from here what how fast you've got to push it with your bar to see how far it goes.
Yeah. We've got to go 5.5 revolution per second should give us 34 metres in theory.
So 5.5 revolutions of the drive wheel. Yeah. So those chains are going to be
whizzing round.
Yeah. Wow. It'll be very interesting to see how accurate that is.
Yeah.
Once it's gone.
So will we.
Yeah. Shall I leave now?
Round one of our Sub-Zero showdown. There's a place in the final at stake, so the pressure's really on for the teams. The cops are going first and park up alongside their frosty flinger.
Well, the cops and bodgers are very relaxed and confident that their enormous hammer is going to do something. Do you think it's going to work as they hope? I mean, that's very hard to tell, I know.
I think so, and I do hope so, because yesterday, yeah, I was very confident about this machine.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
The cops raise their weight.
And that'll
they
do.
Cautiously position their mini, so it's and just touching the end of the conrod.
Gently back. Whoa, slow down.
Quite central.
Okay.
Okay, cops and bodgers, Romeo, Yankee, Delta.
Good luck, boys.
Release your device.
Les sounds the police air horns, but the trigger seems to be jammed. Big Andy gives it a really sharp pull.
Damn.
And there it goes.
Oh, very graceful. Very graceful, but...
Oh, baby, go!
Yeah. But it's nowhere near the target.
Let's just start.
About that, I mean, it went.
Yeah. Half good.
Yeah, I think
we get some more change.
Yeah, well, I think we're gonna.
Do you see that as a sort of test run?
A wee tinker. Much.
It was a cautious first shot for the cops, but the Conrod idea worked just like it was planned. The falling weight starts pushing the mini the moment it's released, and they got about halfway to the target. Some more weight in their hammer should help them improve their distance. The adjudicators step onto the ice to take measurements.
19.7.
Robert Talisa, yeah, I've just had
the measurements in from the men in white coats.
They were 19.7
metres from the target.
19.7 metres from the target.
It's better than it's still sitting here.
No, that's definitely true, Les. All right, well, good first shot.
Yeah.
Let's hope the next one's better. The destroyers slide their first mini up against the pushing bar.
Load.
It's absolutely in the lap of God. Just what's going to happen? Nobody knows.
I'm quite excited about
it. Yeah. I mean, are you quite confident it will shoot a little bit?
I do hope so.
Destroyers, on the sound of the hooter, launch your first mini.
Here you go then, chaps.
They start the engine.
Interesting to see what's going to happen now.
Jim's ready on the lever that controls the clutch.
Jenny does it, Jim.
It did move it. It did move it. But...
Oh, dear.
The chains worked perfectly, but the pushing bar wasn't strong enough and it just bent against the back of the mini.
Okay, where do we go from here, guys?
New bar.
The destroyers have decided to beef up their bar so it can handle the power of their machine.
The cop's mini is a lot closer to the target than the destroyer's first shot. But both teams are hoping for a big improvement in round two.
The police add even more weight to their pendulum. It's now chocker with chain. And they're even lashing on a breeze block for extra ballast.
That's right, take time, get it right.
Just take it time, we can hold this. Okay, we're coming off. Okay, clear. Clear.
It's a tense moment as they winch up the pendulum. They're seriously overloading the hoist chain, and there's a risk it could snap.
Cops and bodgers, get those blue lights flashing and proceed to curl that car.
Three. Two, one, go.
Yeah, baby.
Go! Yes!
Oh, it's gone further, but not that much further. I mean, the initial lurch was much more violent, didn't it? But it didn't.
It did, yeah.
I mean, what it makes you think of, to make this kind of machine work, you need a pendulum that weighs, like, several tons.
Cops and bodgers!
Well, as you can probably see, it was definitely an improvement on last time. Yeah. Last time you were 19.7 metres from the target. This time you're 17.3 metres away from the target, so a bit closer. Just go for everything in their last run. I think that's the answer, isn't it?
It's the destroyer's second turn. They've the pride of the Royal Navy to uphold, so they're really hoping the Mini will go somewhere this time.
Ahoy there, destroyers! Let loose your Mini broadside!
Switches on.
Ready!
They've done everything they can to make the pushing bar stronger. But will it hold up?
It's gotta work.
Chuffed. They cannot believe it.
That was what was supposed to happen the first time, wasn't it?
Honest.
Brilliant. You see, the design was right. It was just getting the fine tuning. I'll have a word with Robert, and I shall find out how far you are from the centre target. And my guess is not very far.
Thank you.
The Mini starts off fairly steadily and then gets a final kick of speed as it reaches the end of the machine. It's textbook clutch control from Captain Jim. And a massive improvement for the destroyers.
You're looking very, very happy, and quite rightly so. Your Mini is only 7.3 metres away from the target, so well done.
Yes. Well done. Thank you.
Well done, team.
One more go. Give it your all. Well
Smiles
done.
Smiles are back on our faces.
Round three, and it's a head-to-head shootout on the ice. Both teams will fire their cars at the same time, so there'll be Minis sliding everywhere. The cop's 2 minutes are quite a way behind the destroyer's last shot, but if they can find a bit more oomph, a win might still be possible.
Cops and bodgers, destroyers, this is your third and final fling. Wind up your curlers and shove off!
The cops prepare for launch. They're cranking up their weight as high as it'll go. With extreme caution, they slide their Mini into place. The destroyers start their engine. They're revving it as high as they dare.
30! 240!
It all rests on this shot.
Nicely parked, gentlemen! Nicely parked!
Oh, that was wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong. All your predictions.
Absolutely.
All the way through, you never faltered.
Never mind.
The cops launched first with a massive shove. But with a tremendous bang, the destroyer's machine heaved their Mini down the rink to victory. If they hadn't hit the other Mini, they could have landed right on target.
Team, it has been such an ace challenge today. It's, you know, car curling, it's as bonkers as it gets. There is quite evidently an obvious winner, and it's wearing purple. But cops and bodgers, I am so gutted to lose you. You've been a really, really great team. We've had
Thank
a
you.
Laugh. Yeah. So let's hear it for the cops and bodgers, yeah. everyone.
This week's winners, without doubt, are the fantastic, very talented destroyers!
Well, thank you very much.
There you go, guys.
Only one.
And if you thought that was slick, join us next time to see who sweeps the series.